When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We got Tony in Australia. Tony in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Bobby and Mike, how are you? Merry Christmas to both of you, and have a safe Christmas. And to Grant, and to the other callers, and to Dave Hilbert and his family.
Well, I tell you what, Merry Christmas down under in Australia. And Tony, so you were watching the game. What was it, around noonish or something? You watching Monday Night Football or what? You had to be thinking like...
Yeah, 12:15 yesterday.
Yeah, 12:15 yesterday. I tell you what, I hadn't witnessed this in a while. You know how when the Drew Brees and Sean Payton, we were always meant for prime time and the success. Boy, but that was not the case last night or when you witnessed it.
I have never seen the Saints O-line or D-line bullied the way they were bullied yesterday.
They were bullied. You're right.
They were beat up yesterday.
Yeah, they were bullied. Yeah, they manhandled, bullied, however you want to describe it. That's right.
And like, poor old Spencer Rattler, he didn't stand a chance because he was getting... No protection whatsoever, and they were in his face nearly all day, every possession.
Yeah, when you look at Spencer Rattler, was amazing, boy. That's why you still can't really judge him, because look at the games he's played, and we have not had all hands on deck. So
lost Eric McCoy pretty early. In
yeah,
that game.
It's like you got to be kidding me when you look at the supporting cast. So I don't know how. The one play he made, or two plays, I'm telling you, that pass he hit Foster Moreau, he might have just said, screw it, I'm throwing it.
Yeah.
And it was good coverage of Foster. It was a 21, 22-yard gain. Yeah. And the other thing, to show his athleticism, you saw that jump pass?
Yeah.
That was like a Pat Mahomes play. He threw a jump pass on 3rd and 17. He hit Pettis, a 20-yard gain. And then the next play, he throws an interception in the red zone. What he needed to do now, how you grow from that, is like your peripheral vision and all that. Because a lot of veteran quarterbacks can get burned on that kind of interception. What occurred? You got to look at that cornerback. They're looking at your eyes, and he was sloughing off. What you need to do instead, you got to hit the flat. You got to hit the guy in the flat because he's leaving where he has to cover. And just by hitting a simple pass in the flat, then all of a sudden you can gain 15 yards. And it's a simple throw instead of trying to fit it where the cornerback intercepted. Now, the one thing Spencer Rattler and Tony, what Spencer Rattler needs to do, come on. If the running back and your outlets are right in front of you, why are you throwing a bullet? Throw a catchable ball. You know, if they 20...
Everything got a mustard throw.
No, you can't. If they 20, 25 yards down the field, yes, you got to spin it. But then you got to throw a catchable ball, dumping it off. Now, Mims, there was maybe one time he took something off the ball. Maybe Mims dropped it. But the other two times, he's throwing a fastball and you're right on top of him. So you got, I don't know, it's adrenaline. He's all pumped up. But that's what he has to, that's where he could grow and learn. No, you don't throw the same pass on a check down that you would throw in like a 20-yard in cut. You just don't. But I'm looking at Rattler. He's throwing it like 100 miles an hour, no matter where the receiver is.
Yeah, that ball got on top of him right. So fast.
No, you don't. And then you're not as accurate. I mean, and then all of a sudden you could throw a pick. But I think it's still, the jury's still out on Spencer Rattler. To me, the jury's not out on Jake Haener.
I think you know what you got.
Yeah. That he could be, he could play in the NFL, be a backup, but not a starter. Spencer Rattler, I still don't know, Tony.
When we had a chance to get an interception, we bumped into each other.
Listen,
that was the you got to be that was
that
the
was bad, a Keystone Cops deal.
Keystone Cops bad news instead of bad news Bears, bad news Saints. Colin Sanders, think about this. He could have two interceptions as a D lineman. He went back home when we played the Chiefs.
Yep.
Prime time on Monday night. He's from St. Louis. He gets the interception in the red zone. You remember that? And he ran down the sideline. Well, he batted the ball. He's going to make a great athletic move. And it's going to intercept it again. And Alante Taylor knocks it out. Well, but he's on your team. But Alante Taylor, you wanted to pick? You have to see that he got the ball. At least let him catch it. And he knocked it out. Tony, I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, Alante Taylor, does he get a pass breakup for that move?
Yeah, is that a pass defending? What? You know, look out, Colin.
But when it rains, it pours.
When it rains, it pours. And I'm going to tell you what, because I've been hard on him at times. Colin Saunders played one of his better games. I'm trying to highlight who actually did something. You know, DeMario Davis ended up with 10 total tackles, 6 unassisted, a quarterback already tackled for a loss. Other than that, Colin Saunders had 4 total tackles, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss, and 2 passes defended. And one of those passes defended should have been a damn interception. And then until Alante Taylor knocked it out of his hands. Come on. No, it was like, it was bad. It was like, well, we can't go wrong, we'll go wrong this game.
Thanks so much for the call, Tony. God bless you. Merry Christmas from all of us.
Merry Christmas,
at
Tony.
The Big 870.
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.